Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Did you see on the news a while back that guy in Sydney who followed a particular faith and he decided he'd have a beer, which was against his religion, and so four or five other guys of the same faith visited him, held him down and gave him 40 lashes, whipped 40 times. The media showed us pictures of the victim's body. It was a scary sight. The victim said after the first 20 lashes, he started to fight back. Let's analyse it for a sec. The perps were simply acting according to the law of their religion and carrying out the law associated with it. But they were arrested. And on the news that night, Julia Gillard said, there is only one law in Australia, Australian law. 2,000 years ago, it is recorded how a Jewish leader named Saul, which was later changed to Paul, was on a life mission of persecuting Christians, having them arrested, approving of them being put to death, and he was simply acting according to the Jewish law, which he believed fully. Then, one day, Saul had an incredible encounter with his creator, Jesus. In the book of Acts, chapter 9, it says how, as Saul neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. And the reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." Events transpired involving other Christians in a nearby town as Jesus instructed Saul where he should go, who he should speak to, and what he should do. Since that time until he died, Saul told everyone about Jesus and the message of salvation. If you're struggling with believing, ask God to reveal to you who Jesus is. Believe me, if you really mean it, he will do it, one way or another. I'm Aaron Wright.